the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to another episode of the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright, and you have questions. We have answers. If you're wondering what your retirement might look like, how to, when can you, or should you wait? That is actually one of the topics we're going to talk about today. We are recording this on Halloween, so happy Halloween, Peter.
Happy Halloween. Good to hear you.
Nothing scary about this show. We are just going to move right on through. What is your favorite candy? I should ask you that.
Well, it used to be the, what were those, the corn candies? Is that what it was?
Yeah, the candy corn?
Yeah, those were so good. I guess as I got older, I'm not big on the sweets anymore as much, but
yeah,
that
not either.
Was my favorite candy.
So they study this state by state. And a few years ago, you guys came in as Kit Kat, and in 2022, it switched, and the state of New Jersey came in at Reese's Peanut Butter Cup as the number one favorite candy from everybody.
Wow.
Followed by Kit Kat, Milky Way, Twix, and Snickers. So there is your Halloween content for the week.
So the candy corn is not even on that sheet anymore.
Yes, a lot cheaper in bags to buy that candy than the retirement maybe we're going to talk about coming up today, and I'll tell you why here in a little bit. Let's begin with one of the most important topics, I think, in retirement, and that is the delay of it due to inflation. And Peter, we talked about this a little bit on last week's program. We've got some more numbers to more get into the weeds of what is happening with the average worker in the United States. And sure enough, because of inflation, because of the rising cost of living, there are some U.S. workers delaying retirement. Are you surprised by that?
No. I am definitely not surprised by that, to be honest with you, because we are living in kind of very, very rare times in history, because there's just so much pressure on our economy. And obviously, this all has happened, right? As soon as the pandemic started to hit, it was just a snowball effect, but it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And as the old saying is, it gets worse before it gets better. So I believe it. I believe it without a doubt that people are now thinking and trying to rewire the way they think in regards to how to delay, you know, retirement, how to delay.
This is from Fox Business. It says inflation and the rising cost of living are why 40% of U.S. workers age 45 and older are delaying retirement, which is double the number it was, by the way. The National Retirement Institute survey said that 24% of employees overall felt they were on the wrong track for retirement. And the number of workers who reported having a positive outlook about their retirement plan and financial investments dropped to 58%, down from 74% last year. That's all the people that peaked at their 401k, Peter.
Sure.
They studied 1,000 retirement plan participants age 45 and older, 100 employees between the ages of 35 and 44, as well as 500 company plan sponsors or benefits decision makers. And overall, 73% of those respondents said they plan to delay retirement because of insufficient income. Let's talk about that delay. What can you do to help your clients be in a better position to not face some of these issues?
So, look, things are going to change, right? Life keeps happening. And we cannot control what we're up against. And we're up against, and I don't want to be the doomsday person here, especially on Halloween, but we're up against some scary times, right? And these are very rare scenarios in history, and hopefully it never happens again. But we have to understand how you are currently positioned. And if you ignore the fact how you're currently positioned, and if it's not properly positioned, you're going to have a very hard time getting to where you want to be, whether it's a year from now in retirement, whether it's a specific dollar amount, how much income needs to be produced from the portfolio that you have, how to protect what you built. You need to do these reviews. And also, most importantly, you need to be doing these second opinion reviews. And that's what we offer. But you need to understand how you are positioned. Having a portfolio of just a bunch of investments, thinking that you're diversified, usually is not the true answer, right? It's usually not the true answer because taking on too much risk when you're so close to retirement, that's where the issues occur, right? Taking on way too much high levels of risk because at this time or this stage in the game, you have to understand that there's not much time left, okay? Or to make up the difference of the losses or try to reduce certain areas in the event we do have even more of a pullback going forward. And you and I both know that there are a lot of concerns right now when it comes to, okay, we could be pushed into a possible recession next year. And if that does happen, well, is it going to go for 6 months, 12 months? Well, are we going to hit a break-in level duration of a recession? We don't know these things. We don't have these crystal balls. So we have to understand how you're positioned. If there's anything that needs attention or tweaks, then you have to understand how to do it. And this is exactly what we do when we meet families for the first time.
So one of the wealth advisors with Gen Wealth Financial, Scott Inman, is quoted in this article as saying, "We are also experiencing one of the worst years ever for the go-to 60-40 investment portfolio, seeing their account balances plummet if they planned on retiring off the high watermark of their assets would also cause them to delay this." Explain the 60-40 investment portfolio and why people are freaking out about that right now.
I'm so happy you brought this up because it was actually a deeper study, okay? And I'll tell you this in a moment. So the 60-40 portfolio is simply saying that you have 60% equities and 40% fixed income, right?
Okay.
And they're saying that that should be sufficient enough. And believe it or not, I believe many years ago, Warren Buffett even spoke about this as well. And that should be sufficient enough by making some small rebalancing in here and there and some small tweaks to get you to and through retirement successfully. Well, as you and I both know that if we've been talking about this for over 20 years, that it should be okay. Well, you and I both know that we're in a very, very different environment. Now, what do you use or what kind of equity positions are you going to store into that 60% allocation scenario and how much 40%? What kind of investments on the fixed income side are you actually using? Are you using bond funds? Are you using the correct ones or the wrong ones or individual bond securities, right? There are different ways or different tools to be using this 60-40 rule. Now, some it might make sense and some it might not make sense, but check this out. Here's even another study, believe it or not, that was done by JP Morgan Asset Management. It was done by BlackRock, State Street, Goldman Sachs. They said, if you had a 60-40 allocation between 1972 and 2021, that's a pretty long time, you would have averaged 10.9%. Now, they're trying to figure out the next decade. And based upon current conditions, they're saying that same example is probably most likely going to average us out 4.9%.
Wow.
So what does this mean, Dana? This means you need a custom approach. You need to understand how you're invested. You need to give it attention and continue to do these second opinion or reviews on an ongoing basis. And you need to have a proper strategy in place. What used to work is just not going to work going forward.
We've heard the term a lot this year, quiet quitting. And this is no surprise to me that with the lower morale that comes from figuring out you're not going to be able to retire, you are getting lower worker output, right? So another survey that's connected with lower retirement numbers said that 30% of employers report lower morale, and employers now may find themselves with a workforce that lacks motivation to go above and beyond. Think about it, Peter. This is in everybody's head.
Sure.
If you were planning on retiring at age 60, 65, whatever the number is, and you're 59 years old and have suddenly figured out you can't do that, they say that delay is unintentionally contributing to something called quiet quitting, which is the recent trend that refers to employees doing the bare minimum at work instead of going above and beyond. They're showing up. Okay, they need the income, they need to keep saving, but they're not doing any more than they have to, which isn't good for anybody.
100%, 100%. And again, this just comes down to the attention that is needed, right? Because, and this is also another thing, continue to do what you've been doing for a very long period of time and in hopes that something can change.
Yeah.
That's the pure definition of pretty much insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So as time goes on, as cycles change in the marketplace, what you're currently doing at work, what you're currently doing outside of work, you have to give this more of a hands-on approach, more of a tactical approach, more of an active approach. And you have to continue to do your research and your investigations to make sure you are on track. But don't forget, you need to be speaking to someone who does this all day, every day in this kind of stage, right? Not the person who does a little bit of everything. Sure. I guess you really need to talk to the person who really pretty much specializes in this one stage of life.
Let's finish the conversation and talk about the people who are on track, and those are the super savers. Another study shows that the super savers have not stopped increasing their retirement contributions. This study said 59% of them plan to save more than $20,000 toward retirement in 2022. How many of these super savers do you work with, Peter, and how do you become one? Really focus on putting as much back as you can, because now would be the time to do it.
You know, I kid you not, I'm so happy you actually brought that up, because I want to say it's really like a 50-50. 50% who really, really focus in this area, and the other 50 have a different kind of a mindset. And here's the thing. So understanding this is so important, because you and I both know the markets, especially when saving, the markets are not short term. Okay. It's very emotional. The markets can be emotional, and you may feel that you might lose everything, or the markets might go to zero. There's a lot of noise out there. Okay. There's a lot of noise out there. When you are disciplined, when you are somewhat educated, you don't have to be a specialist, but when you have a team of professionals really guiding you and holding your hand, you are pretty much making these best decisions of your life. Because those who ignore all the noise out there, if you know how to keep that away and block it out, and you have a team of professionals, you're going to be very, very, very successful. Because long term, this market and the economy, I mean, the economy is still growing technically, right? Still growing. Even though we're up against a lot, there are a lot of areas that are still growing versus other areas, but it's a different cycle. But successfully,
it's interesting to me, because we talk about people that need to do better, and then you talk about people who are already doing great, and the people that are doing great just keep on track.
Yes, they're very disciplined. Very disciplined.
I want to remind you the phone number, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. And you can text book into the body of that text as always, or leave us a message and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We're back with much more on the Modern Money Show straight ahead.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the Modern Money Show. You are listening to me, Dana Wright, your host every week, along with the president of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bombara. I want to remind everybody the phone number. It is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or always on the web, pcbfinancial.com. I want to talk about some of the topics, Peter, this segment on your retirement planning list. And I know there are listeners right now who love the list. There are listeners who hate the to-do list, but this really can help you focus in on some of the issues we need to be talking about with respect to your retirement, right? This doesn't have to be a long list. It doesn't have to overwhelm you or stress you out. Let's narrow this down to three top topics for your retirement planning list that we're going to talk about today. And we're going to start with income. One of the number one topics that we have to talk about when it comes to retirement and retirement planning, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed, Peter.
Absolutely. So there are three areas, right? There are a couple of more, but I want to keep it very simple for today's show. And these three areas could be income, healthcare, and taxes. But I want to briefly touch on each and every one of them. So when it comes to income, for example, and this, believe it or not, this is the number one concern people have. Because, I mean, it's very simple to understand why, right? You stop working and you had those wages coming in pretty much your entire life. And now you stop working. Okay, where does the income come from? You can't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to turn on Social Security on Tuesday.
Yep.
I'm going to activate my pension if I do have one on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I might just take on some investments from my mutual funds. It doesn't work like that. I wish it was that easy.
I wish it did.
So when it comes to this area, there is planning involved, okay? And some people hate that word. They feel like it's a lot of work and they don't want to do it. And I kid you not, this is why you're supposed to have a team of professionals helping you guiding to and through retirement. So what is income? And what is income in retirement, okay? Income could be Social Security options, right? And this is an area that you pretty much do have to tweak and maximize, especially if you're married. So if you're married and now you're going to be taking on two Social Security paychecks, well, ask yourself this question. Wouldn't it be important to try to figure out how to maximize at least one Social Security paycheck? And you might be saying, why? It's very simple. Down the road, whether it's 20 or 30 years from now and you're married and one spouse passes away, well, guess what? Does that spouse going to take two Social Security income paychecks or do they keep one and it's the higher of the two? They usually keep one and it's the highest one. So think about this. On average, that could be, let's say, 30 or even 40% loss of income, you know, in 20 or 30 years from down the road. So you want to make sure you're really doing your homework on Social Security planning. Now, another area, Dana, on this topic is now, if those of you who have pensions, right? Lucky few who have the pensions, right? You want to do what's called pension maximization. And we could talk about this one-on-one in more detail, but there's a specific way of how do you choose your pension. Spousal continuation, making sure there's enough income coming in when a spouse passes away. Always keeping inflation in the numbers. And this is another thing that I really find interesting. I'm getting a lot of questions this year about inflation from new people and new families. And I kid you not, inflation has always been here. Yeah, we're hitting 40-year record highs. It is a concern, but you have to keep inflation within the plan at all times, even when it's 2 or 3% of normal levels, okay? And finally, we have to make sure whatever income design that you choose is covering your current expenses, your current lifestyle, your travel expenses, the holidays, income 5 years from now, 10 years from now, for the rest of your life. It all comes down to the income covering the expenses. That makes sense?
Absolutely. So that's number one, income. And then let's move into the number two most important topic for all retirement planning, and that is healthcare and long-term care. We cannot hammer this enough. I think I've said it 100 times on this program. healthcare costs are projected to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. This is from Fidelity. They estimate that your average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend $315,000 after tax throughout retirement, and that does not include long-term care. That $315,000 number that we always hear is just raw healthcare costs, Peter. So your doctor's appointments, your medicine, your prescriptions, your, you know, God forbid, a hospital stay, all of those things wrapped up into healthcare, except long-term care. And what are some of the options for addressing these costs?
You see, and this is so funny because this is an area that a lot of folks forget to really plan for or to really talk about in more detail. But guess what? The funny thing is, this all comes down to the number one concern, income.
Yeah.
Right? So as these costs grow over time and the look, we hope no one goes into a major long-term care stay situation, right? But we don't have a crystal ball. So wouldn't you feel better if you try to at least do your best to plan for it?
Yeah.
And the way you plan for it is, I'm not saying just throw your money away into a bunch of insurance policies. That's not what I'm saying. You can actually create today more of an asset class. So when you do have this protection around your plan, let's say the long-term care protection, and if you happen to never use it, well, what if those monies plus interest go to your beneficiaries and you're not throwing the money away? But while you are alive, you can know in the back of your mind, oh, I already have protection in that area. But if I don't use it, it could go to my beneficiaries. So the way you plan around this is very, very important. Healthcare costs is no joke. Long-term care costs, no joke. I have seen six figures go out the window. Okay. And this is a yearly basis. Six figures a year going out the window. And unfortunately, it does happen. I don't want to scare people on this topic, but better off planning for it ahead of time, knowing that these things are in order and you don't have to worry about it down the road.
What kind of questions, Peter, do your clients have about long-term care insurance? Because when you start talking about six figures flying out the window, that's when people go, ah, can we insure ourselves against that possibility?
Yeah. So, I mean, some folks will say to me, I feel self-insured, and that's okay. And that's nice to feel that. And then some folks are saying to me, Peter, I want to make sure I have enough income for the rest of my life. And I would like to leave something, you know, to my children or my grandchildren and so forth. So long-term care, believe it or not, a lot of folks, as they just about approach long-term care, or in retirement, that's when they really start to investigate this area. So when I say long-term care, people are coming to me to do reviews on their current policy they have in place. Okay. And unfortunately, a lot of folks who I see for the first time have older versions. And unfortunately, these older versions, their premiums have increased so much and they have no choice really but keep what they have. And they do know that they keep getting buyouts.
Right.
Of course, a lot of these companies have mispriced long-term care. And also, there's not many companies even in the business for long-term care anymore because they know it's very, very expensive. I mean, when insurance companies slowly over the years start to gear away from certain things, they have the best data on this planet.
Right.
I don't want to hear it. They have the best data because all they do is track these things every single day. These insurance companies, their job is to track them to make sure they're profitable, right? They stay in business. But when they start to gear away from some of these policies and some of these insurance policies, that's an alert. That's an alert because they know these are very, very expensive. So this is why I say people happen to spend six figures easily, whether it's care at home. If you happen to go into a nursing facility itself, then that's even more expensive. But 2 to 3 years on average, really anything more than 2 to 3 years, you're in bad shape, unfortunately, right?
Because it's so expensive. Sure. All right, let's get to number three. The third most important thing we're going to talk about on our very short, easy to-do list for retirement is taxes. And I know you guys don't provide tax advice, but you are plugged into some of the people who directly do those things, Peter. But it's got to be part of anyone's overall confident retirement plan. You cannot go into that plan without a serious discussion about taxes. Tell me about that.
100%. And yes, we provide professionals for you if you do need a properly licensed accountant, right? Because we are not. Our job is to share with you the basics of it and understanding how to plan around it.
Yeah.
And proper communication with your accountant. If you have one, that's great. So as we work as a team, we want to make sure we're really, really planning in this area for taxes for a number of different reasons, right? For example, if you feel like you might be taking on way too much required minimum distributions and you want to lower that,
yep.
Well, we got to do some tax planning, all right? And hopefully we do tax planning way before 72. Now, if you happen to be 72 and older, we can do some advanced tax planning, you know, charitable giving and a charitable trust and so on and so forth. There's so much more to that. Then we can start talking about more detail of how that could benefit you while you're alive. So tax planning is a huge, huge scenario. How about tax planning with investments that are outside of IRAs, right? So think about this. There are certain investments out there, believe it or not, you could be triple taxed, double taxed, triple taxed. Why would someone want to be triple taxed in an investment or right. double taxed in an investment? It's just understanding how you're positioned. So we have to do what's called a stress test review, what you have in place for us to really understand how we could guide you in planning for taxes.
Can you explain the difference quick, Peter, between tax preparation, which is what most people do once a year as they're, you know, marching toward April 15th, and having a tax efficient strategy for retirement income? Those are very different things.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. So we like to call it tax preparing versus tax planning. So this is actually really good. And look, it's so important to have a great relationship with your accountant, right?
Yeah.
But just understand, you can never pressure them in this area. They're very, very, very good for the most part in helping you file properly, making sure they take care of your deductions, they're up to date on the codes.
Yeah.
So their job is to help you file, right? And that's pretty much what their job is.
Year to year, help you file.
That's it. Don't expect them, all right, to do more work for you, such as the planning phase, all right? Because most professionals on the accountant side, they're not licensed advisors, right? So you can't blame them for that.
It's like short term versus long term. You got to think of your tax preparer as just your short term, year to year, what do we owe?
Sure.
And then your planner as the long term, how do we put you in the best position for retirement? Those are such different things.
Oh, yeah. Very different. Very different. And they're good at what they do. So don't reinvent the wheel.
1-800-880-8079 as we continue breaking down some of the most important topics in retirement today. 1-800-880-8079 or go to pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara. We're back with much more straight ahead.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that, no matter the destination, will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bombara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bombara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind you, the phone number, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. And you can text book into the body of that text, as always, or leave us a message, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We're going to spend a little bit more time talking about inflation on the program today, Peter. It is emerging as a top concern for anyone preparing for retirement. I know you hear it from your clients every day. CNBC is reporting 71% of retirement age investors are worried that inflation could have a negative impact on their savings. And I'm wondering what the other 29% are thinking, because I think most people right now are worried about inflation. It never sleeps. It just keeps on going, and it can make it more difficult for you to afford the way of life you want in the future. How have you seen your clients come to you, and how are you addressing these concerns, especially since the pandemic that's had a big impact on how people think about retirement, Peter?
I kid you not. The pandemic have changed lives.
Yeah.
They have changed the way people think. They have changed the way people have been spending. They have changed the way that people are giving themselves this retirement date, right?
Yeah.
Where it used to be a year. Now it's, I need at least 3 or 4 years, you know? So we are living in some wild, wild times right now. You know, it's uncertain and there's a lot of pressure in the economy.
Yeah.
So I do believe, I really, really do believe that people are going to be going to want to work longer, you know, and until they feel more comfortable in regards to, let's say, a specific dollar amount that they want, or the income is consistent on a monthly basis where they don't have to worry about it, or the proper plan is in place based upon right communication. So I kid you not, we're seeing major, major changes. And we're also seeing a very decent level of increase in savings, you know. We're seeing a lot of people cutting back on certain things.
Yeah.
And even folks who are trying to help their children, they're putting strict things in place to let them know that they want to retire and they can't do certain things for them anymore.
So 1/3 of respondents in this poll say the pandemic has convinced them they will need a larger nest egg for retirement. 36% say the pandemic has lowered their anticipated standard of living. And I want to get into the weeds a little bit of this Northwestern Mutual study that just came out in one of the business articles that we follow this week. They polled a whole lot of Americans with the 2022 Planning and Progress study, and it reveals that U.S. adults anticipate now, I don't know where this number came from, we're going to get into the weeds of this, that they will need 1.25 million to retire comfortably. And I think that number used to always be a million, wasn't it, Peter? The benchmark people would say, well, I want $1 million in retirement. Well, they've studied it. And now people are saying, well, I think that number is 1.25. How many clients really don't understand that that number is going to be different for everybody? But I never understand where this benchmark number comes from, because even $1 million today isn't what it would have been 40 years ago or 20, even 10 years ago. Talk about that.
Without a doubt, $1 million today, unfortunately, it's really not a lot of money anymore. It's not a lot, especially if you feel that you have longevity and you're going to be in retirement 20, 30 years. That's a long time.
Right.
That's a really long time. So it's so hard, you know, to push yourself to this specific target date. And this is why we have to reverse engineer the thought process of how much you need, because the savings is one thing. That's one. But there's other elements involved, right? Social Security, that's income coming in, right? You have your expenses every month. You should be tracking them over a 3 to 6 month period and keep on tracking them over time to see exactly how much income needs to come in. Sticking with some guidelines in regards to the percentage of what should be being pulled out appropriately, the correct way, from your savings and your investments, and making sure that's lasting a lifetime. So everybody is different. Everyone is unique in their own way. Everyone has a different lifestyle and different expenses and different income goals and so on and so forth. So it's very, very hard to get that, let's say, specific number in general purposes, like 1.25. Right. I get it. It could be an average, you know, in that area, in that arena, but everybody's different. You and I both know that.
So moving a little bit further on into the weeds of this study, they looked at 2,381 American adults.
Wow.
And asked them, do you feel confident in your retirement? What is that target number that you think you need? And I think for, you know, they even polled people that were 18, 19, 20 years old. And I have a couple of those, Peter. I sometimes question when they look at the very, very young age group. And I don't know how many of your clients are in that age group. Good for them if they are. If I ask my kids today, the two that are in college and the one that just graduated, how much money do you think you're going to need for retirement? they wouldn't have any idea. They would say, what? That's so far off. I don't even know. What is, remind me, the average age of people that you work with? And do you have anyone in their 20s or 30s? I mean, I suppose under certain circumstances, there is somebody out there that maybe Warren Buffett's grandchildren, I don't know, that would need planning for retirement at that young age. And good for them if they do.
Yeah, our clients are 55 and older, and our average client is right around 65, 66, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what we specialize in, that stage of life. Now, I kid you not, though, my clients come to me and they do ask me favors in regards to, Peter, can you help my son?
Yeah.
He's 40 years young.
Get him into the market. Yep.
Get him into the market. Can you educate him a little bit better? And I absolutely do not mind helping the younger generation, right? I could tell them what I'm doing. I could tell them how to, you know, do things differently outside of work and not just focusing on work. So
right.
I do have a nice handful of clients who are younger, but of course my clientele is 55 and older, and that's really what we specialize in.
So MarketWatch says nobody suffers more from high inflation than retirees. We know that. And I want to get back to our elders that we should pay attention to, because I think history is doomed to repeat itself if we don't get into the weeds of some of this stuff. Back in the 70s, retirees, Peter, living on a fixed income, we know this, were hit the hardest as prices continued to skyrocket. Every year, retirees got poorer. And we know that inflation is the highest we've seen right now in nearly 40 years. And so remind us, every 20 years, you say what, Peter? What did the cost of things in 20 years from now? I've heard you say this before, because inflation never sleeps. We will be paying what? I've heard you say this before, and it's important to remind our younger listeners about the math involved with that.
This is so important. On average, and certain things can change, of course, but roughly right around 20 years, things usually just about double, okay? Just about double. So I want you to think about this. On average, every 20 years, things just about double. So when you go back 20 years ago, think about what you were paying for coffee. Think about what you were paying for eggs and bread.
Yep.
Think about what you were paying for pizza and so on and so forth. Go back 40 years. Think about what you were paying for pizza and eggs and milk and so on and so forth. Ask your grandparents, right? Ask your parents. So it's so important to understand that inflation does not sleep, okay? Do not be the one that gets stuck of forgetting about increasing your savings and your lazy money, especially on top of inflation. You need purchasing power.
That's right.
You cannot lose it when it comes to environments like we're in today.
And that number was going to be different for your grandparents, for your parents, for you, and then right on down to your children. Here's another thing. It's never comfortable to talk about this, but this is the way life works. 2 out of 3 men, Peter, underestimate their life expectancy of the average 65-year-old man. Half of the women underestimate the life expectancy of the average 65-year-old woman. And that might not seem like a huge big deal, but it can mean a big problem when you start to factor in the dollars. Like it or not, you have to look with your clients, Peter, at life expectancy. You know, no one for the most part knows when that end date is coming, but you do have to ask your clients, Peter, about their family history. How long did your grandparents live, your parents, those types of things, when you're looking at a professional plan to see if your money will last?
Yes, you have to have these conversations, and you have to ask the questions about the longevity in your family. And you cannot ignore the fact that people are living longer, right?
Yeah.
And just because, let's say, for example, you don't have longevity. I can't tell you how many times I have sat down with folks who have told me that they don't have longevity. And a majority of them have lived way
past their expectancy. And you say, well, like, what do you mean? How do you know that?
We don't know these things. So we have to plan longer out, much longer. I mean, we have to plan for most people. It's really around that 90 age.
Yeah.
You know, some might be 85, some might be 95 and so on and so forth. We're never going to know. But what happens if you do happen to live 10, 15 years or plus longer than
or
your parents?
20,
do?
Because you just said, and this gets us back to what we were talking about, the cost of everything doubles every 20 years. You have to look at longevity. Is there a formula for that? Like how when clients come in and ask you, and you ask them, like, how long did your grandparents live? How long did your parents live? Do you just, to be safe, help everybody plan into their 90s?
Yeah, pretty much. We're pretty much planning, rule of thumb, right around that state. Now, I do have folks, believe it or not, tell me, Peter, you know, my grandparents lived until 102 and 103, right? 99. So, yes, we're going to plan probably 95, give or take, maybe even longer, you know. Again, we don't know. We don't know these things. So it doesn't hurt to plan for the average 90. And then those who say, oh, Peter, I've never been to a doctor in my life. Okay, we're going to 100.
Well, exactly. Yeah, but we all know, too, especially with the farm folks, Peter, we all know that one person who's got the aunt or the grandma or the grandpa. And I certainly have a couple of these in my family. I had an aunt who lived, this is a true story, to 104.
Whoa.
And we laughed. Her name was Aunt Leona. God bless her. She was never married. And we always joke, well, that's why she lived to 104. She didn't have a spouse. No kids, never married, lived to 104.
That's great.
And, you know, I don't know if you plan for many of your clients to live that long, but man, there's one or two in the weeds. There always is one or two.
Of course. You just have to think long-term. That's it. Long-term.
Let's talk about some of the ways, Peter, that you help create the budget to figure out how much people will need as we wrap up this segment. We've gone over some of the main risks posing a threat to your retirement. Let's talk about that budget and a spend down strategy and what that looks like for our listeners.
Yeah. So we have a budget sheet that we hand out to all of our clients. And we go through this when it comes to understanding future income planning needs, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is not something you do once. You actually have to do it a number of different times, because if you just do it for 1 month and you forget about those, oops, I forgot about this and I forgot about that, you have to continuously review these things and track them over time.
Yep.
You can't just do it in 1 month. So we actually talk about these things a number of times during different reviews at different time periods. So we could do it probably twice in 1 year, and then we'll skip 6 months and we'll do it again, and so on and so forth. So we have to understand that the income should be consistent up against your lifestyle.
Yep.
And then also understanding that in a different area of your plan, that you are going to have additional income coming in for those nice holidays or those nice travel expenses or those bucket lists that you want to make sure you implement. Yep. During your retirement. So there's a lot of science around this, okay? And there's a lot of work that we do behind the scenes to make sure these are all properly planned out. But it comes down to the word planning. It is so important to understand this is written around your financial plan the right way.
1-800-880-8079 or on the web, as always, pcbfinancial.com. 1-800-880-8079. We're back with much more straight ahead.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Peter Bombara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bombara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara. The phone number, 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. I'll remind you, leave us a message at that number. Sometimes we go over your questions at the end of the program. Or you can also text BOOK to that phone number, and we will mail you out a complimentary copy of Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. So we know of the Americans looking at delaying retirement. 73% of them, Peter, cited insufficient income. 47% reported that recent volatility has shrunk their savings. And 44% listed concerns about a future market crash. And IMF cuts global growth forecasts for the next year, has warned the worst is yet to come. We're going to start with some not so good news and then move into some better news. This comes to us from a report from the International Monetary Fund, and they do predict a gloomy forecast for 2023. Let's get into the weeds of some of this. Global growth are looking to slow 2.7% in 2023, and it says for many people, 2023 will feel like a recession. What do those words mean for anyone coming to you for retirement planning solutions?
Yeah, so we're hearing a lot of people saying it's only going to get worse before it gets better, right?
Yep.
And as we have been seeing pretty much this past year, that these interest rate hikes have the goal here is to cool down the economy. Cool down, also known as slow down the economies, right? So obviously they're doing it on purpose because they're trying to fight inflation. So this is pretty accurate information that we're seeing here. Now, of course, we don't have crystal balls here, but it's pretty clear that the more that they're going to increase these interest rates, the more dangerous it's going to be. Once they reach a level that they're comfortable with, they're going to leave it there for quite some time to really fight the battle of inflation. And yes, the odds of going into this major, major slowdown, this slowing down of the forecast going to 23, possible major recession happening, the answer is pretty true. You know, it looks like it's right based upon where we're heading.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the doomsday or gloom and doom kind of a person here, but you have to understand how to position going into the new year. I said this over a year ago, the second in August of 21, the second they told us they had to stop printing money, inflation hit 7.2% at that time. I said what needs to be done going into the new year. Some people took action, some people did not take action. And we all knew the writing was all over the walls. They told us they're going to increase interest rates in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we have seen that all year round. And it was true. And we know what happens what happens to the markets in the economy, especially the bond market, what happens in this area when interest rates go up. Now they're telling us that there are possibilities of a major slowdown, because that is the goal, going into 23, whether it's the first quarter or second quarter of 23, this could be a recession-focused environment. So the real question is, okay, what are you doing about it? Are you going to ignore it because we're hearing the news? They're telling us for the second time what's going to happen now with 23. How do you prepare for it? We could talk about that one-on-one.
What do you say to your clients in their 50s who come to you semi-panicked and say, stop the bleeding? I mean, you know, you have always said you can't bury your head in the sand. You've got to look at your statements. You've got to look at the 401ks. You've got to look at your IRAs. And for people who have looked and the losses are very real, what do you do when the client comes to you and says, I just want to put a pause button on all of this, get me out of the market, or let's just put some in cash? How do we stop the bleeding, especially looking into this next year?
Absolutely. Well, the good news is we don't have many of those.
Yeah, right? Good.
We actually don't get that. And I encourage the listeners to call in and request what's called a stress test review.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why more of that in person. So once in a blue moon, someone would say, Peter, am I positioned the correct way? And these are new people that come in, right, next to us for advice, and I go to and through retirement or through these turbulent times. And when we sit down with these folks, yeah, the question is, okay, enough is enough. How do we stop the bleeding, right? Well, the old rule of thumb is you leave it alone. You don't do anything. You don't touch it. You ignore it. Close the statements. Close the book. Turn off the news, and eventually they'll come back.
Yep.
That is the worst advice anybody could ever give someone, okay? And I know a lot of that's happening because I'm asking folks about it and I'm hearing about it. That is the worst advice. And if that actually happens, I encourage you to get another opinion, okay? These things that are happening cannot be ignored. It cannot be ignored. Here's a good example. September of this year was a pretty lousy year, September of this year was a pretty lousy month. It was actually one of the worst months of the entire year based upon the volatility. Now, traditionally, every September is usually turbulent, and I won't go into account as to why, but it usually is turbulent every single year after the summertime. But this year, by adding an interest rate hike in 22, it was extra turbulent, okay? Now, guess what happened at the end of the month? Believe it or not, a gentleman we're all familiar with, his name is actually Warren Buffett, and he actually did some selling and buying, a little more selling and buying. So we call this rebalancing, okay?
Yeah.
He's looking for the most valuable companies in the world where they have extremely, extremely strong balance sheets. They have great projections. Their forecast looks phenomenal. He's going to revaluize his plan, and he knows some of the companies might not have such a great outlook. So he's shaving a little bit off of here, and he's adding more to this area that has a better valuation. And pretty much the rule of thumb here, to keep it very simple for our listeners, that's called rebalancing. And this is normal. And you should always understand how to properly do this in all kinds of environments. And if there is anything that's being ignored and there's no properly rebalancing being done, this is when we have to have a conversation in regards to why. And also making sure we are doing what's called a stress test review before the recession happens.
Get the stress test done. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. Let's talk a little bit about the pension payout and the different ways people do that as we wrap this segment, Peter. For those of you listening who are lucky enough to have a pension, the Fed's continued interest rate hikes could reduce the size of the payout if you take the lump sum. And I've always wondered about this. It's kind of like people who win the Powerball. You've got two choices. You can take it a little bit at a time, or you can take the lump sum, which is going to be smaller if you take it up front. The lump sum payout, Peter, is calculated, I guess, on the present value of your future monthly guaranteed pension income. Do most of your clients say give it all in one big ball of wax?
Most people take lump sum options. Most. Yeah. Not everybody, most. And everyone's different, right? Again, this, we have to keep this conversation, this topic general as possible. Yeah. But yes, most people do. And those who take them understand the benefits and the value around it, okay? And there's so many pros and cons in this area. But you have to understand why so many companies are offering pensions. For one, the new generation are not funding the pension system.
Right.
Right? And there's no pensions on a newer generation. So that is, I want to say there's caution to be taken in that area, right? There's risk involved, of course, especially if no one's funding it. But as for me, I think it's important that I know that if I'm managing the money, I could probably do a better job at it. And if I want it to last longer, I could create what's called a personalized pension.
Yep.
And finally, if I understand the values around preserve, protect, grow, preserve, protect, grow, I could have a nice death benefit for my family, right? So
right.
I can stress these monies out. So understanding lump sum options are really important. Understand how it fits in your lifestyle is really important. And see if it makes sense is even more important. This is why I urge you to give us a call and we could talk about this in more detail.
So they looked at the retirees who took the lump sum, and this is actually scary. 34% of retirement plan participants who took a lump sum depleted it in 5 years on average. Peter, 5 years.
Oh,
with most people are going to be retired, what, 30 years, 25 years, 40 years? Maybe?
Yeah.
They depleted it in 5 years. For people who selected the lump sum, more than three quarters of them made at least one major purchase, no surprise here, including luxury items, vacations, or second homes within the first year of withdrawing their pension funds. In comparison, 94% of annuity-only retirees agree that receiving annuity payments makes it easier to pay for basic necessities, with 95% of them reporting that receiving monthly payments made them feel more financially secure. Are you more likely to blow it if you take the lump sum? And this study would suggest yes.
Okay. So if you don't know what you're doing, I could definitely see folks wiping out the lump sum payments. And you know what? It's actually funny that that this came up because you ever hear the stories of people who win in the lottery for the first time?
Yeah.
They
go out and they blow it.
$1 million, it's gone, right? Whether they gave it to family and friends or they bought They bought the largest mansion in the area, was spending on cars, and those monies are gone, right? Yes. So if you don't have a team in place, 100% is a very good chance those monies will be gone for sure. If you don't understand how to draw down these assets to make sure it lasts, I can see those monies disappearing for sure. If you take on too much levels of risk in the markets and you're drawing down from it,
yeah,
also probably not a good idea. So I can see these monies deplete over time. It's important to make sure it's done by professionals who do this on a daily basis. And it's also make sure it's done within a plan that's complementing each other. Because when it comes to income, you never focus on one place for income, ever. You're supposed to have a number of different buckets to choose from, so there's not a lot of stress in one place.
And get your stress test. All you have to do is call 1-800-880-8079. The phone number, as always, 1-800-880-8079. And text book into the copy of that text, by the way, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. I cannot imagine a better time to get your hands on that book, Peter, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy, or the website pcbfinancial.com. And I want to remind you, whether it's uncertainty about rising costs, putting the squeeze on your bank account, looming tax increases, the threat of a recession we just talked about, give Peter a call. Peter, you can help people take some of that stress away when it comes to these very important topics.
Yes, please call me before the new year, before the recession, of course.
Let's get it done before the first of the year. 1-800-880-8079. Thank you so much for joining us on the Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara, president of PCB Financial Group. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We'll see you back here next week.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.